The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Play the, where's our tunes?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Scout. How
Hi,
are you?
I'm good. I feel like I see you all the time now, which
you
I love.
You do.
Love it.
At some point, you're not going to see me because you're going to be busy working.
And you're going to be busy working. This one's saying that she might leave forever, which is crazy.
Know. Not forever, I promise. I will always come back to you.
Oh, good. Who's going to house it?
Oh, well.
You have chickens.
I love
it. Oh, guys.
So, guys, we're going to do a Skype call-in for the first time.
Yeah, so this whole podcast will be Skype calls.
It'll be interesting.
And
let's try it. Should we try it?
Yeah, I'm kind of scared.
I'm a little scared. Please don't be doing something disgusting when you call in. You want to get it?
Turn up number three, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take this guy. Hello, you are on. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
Oh my God, you're our first caller.
Welcome, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Oh, cool. Were we just in Connecticut?
My name is John. So I go to university in Connecticut, Fairfield University.
Amazing.
You have such a nice voice, Daniel.
Thank you.
Aww. So do you have so you are on our podcast, Talk Scary to Me, and we are
we're offering advice.
Yes, about sex or love or anything horror. Do you have a question?
So before I start with my question, mm-hmm. I just want to say for both of you, I love both of your performances in Halloween 2. I even did a whole review for Halloween, too, on why I think it's my favorite piece of horror media that's come out.
Oh, I love that. I'd love to hear some cliff notes of that.
For me, it's personally just I love Scout's performance. Just it's really brutal and it's just really raw and just it feels real and not Hollywoodized. And Danielle's just performance, just seeing the breakdown of a woman going through someone with PTSD is really, really moving.
Thank you.
Of course. And this is coming from someone who's a big Rob Zombie fan. So this is a question, like a horror question.
Okay.
What were your influences for those performances?
Oh, wow. Mm. That's a really good one.
I was sort of trying to copycat anyone or like, you know, it wasn't necessarily inspired by. I think it was just, you know, we've all been through a lot of shit in our lives and it's interesting to see what happens after your life is turned upside down and how you, you know, because it always sort of ends with you're the survivor and then you don't really know where the hell it's going.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the interesting thing about PTSD, I feel like, you know, especially going through something that traumatic mm-hmm. and then getting involved in something that's pretty equally as traumatic. The thing with like PTSD, which people like say about my performance, this is Scout, by the way, which people say about my performance all the time, they're like, well, it was so up and down. Mm-hmm. It was so emotional. It was so like angry. And then I'm like, well, imagine going through that.
Yeah.
Imagine going through that trauma. I don't see anybody being, I don't know about you guys, but it takes me a long time to get over trauma.
Yeah.
You know? And so
if ever.
Exactly.
I mean, whoever really gets over trauma.
Exactly. And, you know, Laurie Strode is young and you know, I feel like when we're younger, we deal with things a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like I aged, like Annie aged like 20 years in between the first one and the second one.
Oh, 100%. I saw Danielle in the second Annie.
Yeah, for sure.
That's Danielle. Oh, that was an amazing question. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you very much. Do you mind if I, once it's published, do you mind if I send it to either one of you?
Send it to both of us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice talking
Thanks for
to
calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, we did
that. That was nice. It's hard to do these.
I really like this.
Like being put on the spot. Oh, but you know?
I love it. It's like Dr. Drew. I love it.
It's amazing. Before we do another one, let's. Yes. I had some questions people sent in.
Nice.
That I really liked. So this was, let's see. Oh, this is from at the Candy Snatcher. It, which I think is a really good name.
I was
going
to say, I was like, that's very
so. They want to know how our contributions to the final girl scream queen archetype has shaped our lives. Kind of in every single way.
Like in every segment of our lives.
Right?
Wow.
Do you ever wonder, like, in real life, if something horrible happened, if you'd be able to use the skills that you've learned from being a final girl to, like, or no, you're scared. I mean, you were scared when I just walked in on you and when you're in the bathroom.
That's just because I'm emotional right now. Like, I'm just emotional. Just really emotional right now. So everything's really getting to me. Because you imagine I just started crying.
Oh my God. You know, you could.
I could. Yes. Like, I feel it.
Yes. If you cry, I'll cry. Don't cry.
Yeah, we're both going to cry. Oh, another caller. Okay.
Well, let's not take it because I want to go live on our other. Should we just take one more?
Yeah, let's take one more.
Okay. Ready? Here we go.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. You're live with Scout and Danielle. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Michael. I'm from Minnesota.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. That's a cool name.
Your last name's not Myers, is it? Because if it's Myers, I'm going to have to hang up on you.
No, actually, it's Reader, like a book, like you're reading a book.
Oh, I like that. Michael Reader.
Oh, thank you very much. First of all, big fans. But my question is for you. What is your two favorite, what would you say your favorite horror movies are that don't feature the slashers? Like, besides Michael Myers or Freddy, is it like a Poltergeist movie?
Yes, like, you named it. That's my fave. You know, I don't usually like sort of supernatural stuff. So I tend to go, I mean, it's kind of ironic because I don't know. But I'm into ghosts and like knowing that things could really happen. So. Yeah. Poltergeist for sure. Yeah. For sure. And you know, I'm like a puppet, like a gremlins, you know, critters.
Oh, I like that.
Ghoulies.
I really do like that.
I love watching all of those like nostalgic 80s horror
I've actually
movies.
I've not seen Gremlins yet.
What?
What?
Yeah, oh, you need to, but as soon as they're we hang so up, good. You so need good. To go watch that.
It's all not, right, I mean, I they're not scary. They're just fun. Really, really fun.
Yeah. So before I answer mine, what is yours?
Yeah. Probably The Shining.
Ooh.
Mine. I saw that when I was like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
It really freaked me out.
Oh, yeah.
It gave me nightmares for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I love that.
Handle it.
I just actually watched that on the plane.
You did?
For the first time.
What?
Yeah, it was really traumatic to watch it in the sky because I kind of felt like I needed to get out and get a second because the movie just kind of gave me the chills.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Mine would have to be The Exorcist.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was the first horror movie that I watched, and you know, like my dad's a mortician, so I watched it in the mortuary walls, and I remember we had a body in the next room, and I remember I was watching that, and I was like, this is like not making me feel very good right now.
Oh my goodness.
As it wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. He's like, okay, gotta go, bye. Oh, well, thank you so much
for
your question.
All right, of course, ladies. You guys have a wonderful day.
Bye, you too. Bye, Michael.
All right, so we're going to go, I'm going to pop on live real quick on to Talk Scary to Me podcast. There's all these ways, y'all.
I love
it. You can get to hang out with us if I just can figure out how to do this.
Look at me. I'm eating healthy, and I'm not eating the school shit. There's right here.
Yeah. Okay, wait. How do I?
Just give me 5 minutes.
Why is this not? How do I go? Why is? Oh, there we go. Okay. Here we go. Doot, doot.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. Is there a way to put this camera? Babe, can you hold the phone maybe? Like,
I can hold it.
Film the room a little bit for live. Is there any way? Okay. Are you? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
So they're gonna ask questions on here?
Wait, how can we tell if we're live or not? Did it not work?
Let's see here. You want to go here? Oh, yeah, I don't think it's going to let us.
It won't? Wait.
Yeah.
Oops, wait. I just saw it. Wait, how do I do this? That's really strange. It's not letting us go live on your phone.
Sorry, guys. We're still getting used to all this stuff. Don't you worry. Don't you fret.
See, it's all just trying to figure it out.
We're all in this together. I don't see any. Well, we'll figure that out for the next one.
So let's. But I was able to go. Wasn't I able to go live on something else?
You can go. Are you asking to like view questions?
Yeah, I wanna like let people.
Oh, there it is. There it is. You got it.
It's maybe you had like you're live. Hi everybody.
Hi guys.
Hello everybody. How are ya? I'm trying to figure out a really good way to
hold it
you know from a distance so everyone can see kind of like how we do our stuff. So maybe I can set it up somewhere. Maybe not. I could take it off of this. No, I can't take it out of that.
Here, I can just view you.
Hi, everybody. Hey, from England. What's up? So sad I'm not going to be coming to that show.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we are going to, we're just going to, we've been having calls in.
Calls have been coming in.
That's what it was. And hello there. And, oh my God, Scout.
Sorry. I had to do it. Oh, we gotta be like cute with the mustache.
I'll need to wax. Oh, wait, we can't. Okay, so I'm gonna read them. We've got some cool. Oh, I look very, very.
I love it.
Like I need a tan right now.
I love it.
Okay, so, let's read some sex questions live.
Yes, sex questions coming in hot.
Okay, from at Simone of Horror.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like guys shaved clean down there, Scout?
Wow.
Wait, these calls
are coming in and they're interrupting our stuff. Hold on. Where is it at? Oh, there it is.
There it is. Okay. Sorry, we had to pause you. So if you didn't hear that question, that question was, Scout, do you like guys clean shaven down there?
Okay, why is this not doing it? Every time calls come in. Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot of information, Danielle.
Do you like the muff or no?
I mean, I don't want like a big old amount down there.
You just like a little something.
Like a little something doesn't bother me. Clean doesn't bother me either. But like, I feel like most girls, I mean...
Yeah.
And I think it's vice versa with like men as well. It's like you don't want like
that's a lot. Stuff in your mouth.
I don't want to like have to have a toothpick or a
gross.
Floss. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I don't know why that question is so embarrassing. You? I know. That's so strange.
I won't even ask you what your boyfriend has.
That.
I like clean shaven balls.
Well, yeah, the balls always have to be clean.
Always. Do you hear that? Always.
Have you ever seen hair all along the shaft of a penis?
Fucking no.
You haven't?
Ew, no.
I have seen...
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, no. That has to be taken care of, men. That's got to be taken care of.
I need to do something. We go get that shit lasered.
Some girls... I don't.
You don't?
No.
Are you fully...
No. But I don't have to. I don't have to go get lasered or waxed or anything.
Oh, shit. I got that all lasered off.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
100%.
Now I know. Now I know what your vagina looks like.
It is bald as a baby's bottom.
Yeah!
Imagine that. All right, guys. Let's do another one. I'm going to get her.
You're trying to make me blush here.
Yes, yes.
It's a blushing day, guys. So we're live on the... our podcast.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, Danielle asked me what I prefer down under. Bald is beautiful.
This is just like this is a naughty. Well, okay. I don't know if I should.
Uh-oh. Should we not?
Maybe I shouldn't answer this one yet. Let's see.
Bald is best. Everybody's agreeing. Bald is best.
Let's do the Time War Pagan wants to know if we have ever felt uncomfortable with our bodies. Who hasn't?
100%. Like 100%. I feel like any age, any time that will constantly. I think that's like a thing.
Human,
that just,
right?
It always is. It always is like a natural thing to like feel self-conscious about our body, and our body's always changing as we get older. And I know, I think of, you know, like the times that I was so self-conscious when I was really young.
Oh, I know, ridiculous.
And I'm like, right? Why didn't I just like respect what my body looked like?
I know.
Because I can't go back to that.
Right.
And now it's a whole different issue.
You know, I wouldn't even wear a bathing suit in public before I was 30.
Me neither. I would wear like shorts.
Yep, me
too. Or like a high-waisted.
Yep.
And now I've kind of gotten a little bit better, but there's still like things.
You'll get even better. You'll get even better. Hence why like my picture taking and like
I love that.
Just like I in your 40s, the video is paused. I'm just going to end this. I feel like once I had kids, you just stopped giving a fuck.
I fucking love that. I can't wait for that. I really can't
You're
wait for that.
You're just like, my body is a miracle, and I'm going to honor it no matter what it looks like. And I've just been fortunate enough to have had it look okay after, but I definitely have.
What are some things that you're, I mean, maybe this might be too personal. What are some things that you're self-conscious about?
Super self-conscious. Always have been self-conscious about my thighs.
Your thighs are awesome.
Just thighs in my butt, thighs which I'm just learning to embrace. I know. I'm just...
Her ass is the best ass I've ever seen on a fucking woman ever. So I cannot believe that. Thighs go up and what create that beautiful fucking butt that I squat my fucking life off to get.
I mean,
I've got a butt too, but you got butt.
You got a booty.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I think like you get older and you sort of just go, I'm going to own this and, you know, I'm not going to be insecure about it and I'm going to really honor it.
Yeah.
And, but that's changed. Like back when I was in my 20s and 30s, like being an anorexic was everybody wanted you to like, you know, be 90 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. Yeah. I never felt, I was never going to be that. Nor did I ever try.
Yeah, that was kind of like the reason why, you know, did the whole drug thing because it was like the body shaming stuff.
I don't know anything about the drug thing.
Oh yeah.
Diet drugs or?
Yeah, like it was like, you know, like it was because of, you know, how you should look and how people think that you should look and all of that.
I took Fen-Phen one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I cleaned the entire fucking garage. I scrubbed that garage.
Yeah, girl.
From floor to ceiling. It was the best. And then I thought, I think I ground like half of my teeth down. And I was like, I don't know how anyone does this. It's like completely insane.
Oh my God. Yeah. I have the same effect. I literally clean.
Just clean.
I clean. But then clean. I'm also like cleaning the same spot forever.
Ever. Yeah. It's crazy.
Cleaning one pot.
Crazy.
That is hilarious.
Let's
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
We are answering some questions live.
This is at MWILIKAA. I don't quite know what that is, but they want to know if we've used sex toys with our partners.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. A lot of people don't, though. I've heard that a lot of people don't use sex toys.
Why?
I don't know why, if it's intimidation or, I mean, not a lot of, yeah, but
it's like,
not
it's so
a lot
silly.
Of people are like you and me, Danielle, okay? That shit's intimidating. Do you remember your first time going into a sex shop? Were you intimidated?
I think honestly, like my mom probably wanted me to go buy her something or something
Are
weird
you
like
serious?
That. She was too embarrassing.
Okay, that's crazy.
She might have been too embarrassed. I was never really embarrassed about any of that stuff.
Okay, well now everyone's like, Danielle, and that's amazing. But I remember I was terrified going in. I remember I acted it off like I wasn't terrified, but it was traumatizing. And I went with a partner, so I was like acting cool.
Great.
What are we gonna do? The handcuffs? Yeah, that's right. But then when you get in there and you actually look at everything, you're like, oh fuck, there's like a lot shit more stuff than just handcuffs.
You know, the only time I was ever embarrassed about that was I used to go to the video store when I lived in Hollywood. So I was like early 20s and I would rent porn. This is like before, you know, internet had porn so easily accessible. So I was always a little bit uncomfortable about going to that. But I was still like in my 20s by myself going to rent DVD porn.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is something. Do you guys too, do you remember your first
porn that you watched?
Oh, yeah.
Where was it?
Actually, who was it? Fucking cliche. It is so cliche. It was Debbie Does Dallas.
And, oh my God, I needed to come here today.
And it was, I used to live in a two-family, this is horrible because I don't know if my friend who I just went to New York with used to live in this house with me. No, I don't, she's not on here, I don't think. But her stepdad used to have the dirty channels. I didn't have it in mine, but they had it downstairs. So when they would like leave for the day, I was always allowed to go down there and play with the dog. I would go down there and turn their TV on and watch.
Go hump a pillow.
Watch porn. Is that horrible?
So mine was, I used to stay with my grandma because my grandma would run me to auditions when my mom was working. And I remember my uncle, I was like sleeping in my uncle's room, taking a nap. And I saw this Girls Gone Wild.
Oh my gosh.
Like just way in the back underneath the TV. And I was like, what is this? And
it's I popped it in. But it's all it is people, chicks flashing their tits.
I couldn't stop watching this fucking VHS. I took so many naps.
Oh my God.
I took so many naps. I wonder what my grandma thought. I was just like, hey, I'm gonna take another nap and have this volume on like one or two. Throwback.
So silly. It's so silly. Okay, let me see.
I love it.
We could maybe we okay, I'm not gonna do that right now.
Maybe we should take one more call.
Let's we'll hop off. We'll hop off
Yay,
live.
Hey guys, thanks we'll take for joining call. Us.
But this is to give you an idea of how brutally honest our podcast is. This is just the beginning. Wait till you hear the other ones, you guys.
Oh my God, we can't wait. Love you guys. Love you guys. Okay, here we go. All right,
let's do.
And now, okay, share. Okay, so let's answer one more question until another caller.
Okay, this is actually from Ray Next Door Scout. What was it like being in a movie with Beyonce? And I did not know you were in a movie with Beyonce. I want to hear all about Bae.
Oh my God, Bae is awesome. She is amazing.
Was she awesome to you?
Yeah, she was awesome to me. So it was actually. Oh, we have a. Maybe we should get this call.
Okay, and then you'll tell me the story.
And then I will tell you everything about Bae.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
You're live on the air with Danielle and Scout.
Hi, Danielle and Scott. It's Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Oh my gosh.
Good.
It's so nice to be- Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, okay. Well, I guess my question is a little deep.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Deep.
Yeah. As a young actress and someone who just loves art in general and who's loved you guys since I was a tiny little baby, and I'm 24 now. Yeah, I actually just recently bought a load more of your guys' movies, like, because they were all, like, cheap on Amazon. I was like, yes!
You know you're old when your movies are, like, 99 cents in the discount bucket.
I love that.
Exactly. I was wondering how you guys have dealt with, like, depression and stuff like that as an actress, how you deal with taking care of yourself and with your mental health and your family and your relationships, and just as you get older, how do you deal with, like the pressure between the industry and your own self and just trying to make sure that 20 years later, you remember why you started.
Oh, wow, girl.
I still don't know why I started.
Yeah.
To be quite honest, sometimes.
You know, the depression is normal.
Yeah.
You know, everybody goes through depression. Honestly, when I arrived at Danielle's today, I was feeling pretty depressed and pretty down. And look at me now. I'm like smiling and laughing and crying. And,
everything,
you know, this is one thing that I love to do with Danielle, because, you know, she's just such a light, and I get so much energy from her, and I love her so much. So it's really great that we're able to do this and, like, kind of, you know, find things that calm you and just that you can, like, you know, just, like, kind of get a relief in a sense.
I think paying it forward, like, giving back always sort of helps. Mm-hmm. You know, doing things not for money that just sort of fill your heart mm-hmm. is a really big deal in our business. You know, I feel like every time I've ever taken a job for money, it's been a horrible fucking experience, right? So you learn to not do that. And I think, you know, acting really doesn't, the industry doesn't really have anything to do with depression. I think it's just a life thing mm-hmm. And just going through the ups and the downs. And, you know, I think if you've been in it as long as we have, I know I feel this way, you really stop. You'll be disappointed sometimes for not getting a job for whatever reason, but normally you're like, fuck that, fuck you, fuck yeah. them, you know, you're like, yeah. on to the next, you're lost, buddy, you're lost.
Exactly.
So I think that you sort of learn, and then and now this age, like, you can make your own things happen like we're doing, mm-hmm. and that really sort of fills you. And you guys, like, you, fans, I mean, for us, mm-hmm. that's really a really big deal. I mean, if you're ever feeling really shitty about yourself, for me, I just turn to you guys, and I'm like, yeah. wow, okay, you guys make me feel better, so... that's really important, just to surround yourself with good people.
Yeah. And also too, I feel like, I mean, I don't know about Danielle, but the reason that I got in this industry as a young kid, you know, I went through a lot of trauma when I was a kid, and, you know, and depression runs in my family. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize that acting was sort of a therapy for me.
Yeah.
And it really helps me release so much of this negative shit.
Yeah.
Bottled up inside, and that I could actually get out in characters. And I do find myself, another thing, I do find myself every time I'm off of a set, I always, I don't know about you, girl, but I always run to nature. Man, yeah. I'm like, let me go breathe. Let me go, like, escape and be in nature without my phone, without yeah. fucking the bullshit of people.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I always get sick the day after I wrap something.
Yeah, me too.
You know? You're like, hold on. And then you end up with, like, the yeah. horrible flu or yeah. something.
Yeah.
I think the only time I could ever really cry or scream for real was working.
Yeah.
You know? True. In your real life, it's really hard to have breakdowns like that. So mm-hmm. it's nice to sort of have that to turn to. And then the flip side is when your life is good and then you're going to set and you're having to do all that emotional stuff, not letting that affect your body and your yeah. mental state too. There's a nice balance there. You have to kind of work around and find what works for you.
Mm-hmm. I hope that helped. Yeah.
It does. I just love, I love that, quite honestly. I relate to that so much. That's exactly what I did. Like, same with me, Scout. My family has a lot, like, depression, alcoholism, mm-hmm. addicts, mm-hmm. narcissists.
We all got it.
Exactly. And dealing with a lot that happened from the moment I was born, basically, mm-hmm. I turned to music and movies and mm-hmm. laughing. I had my kitty. I watched horror movies as a baby when my mom hated it, but they were my escape because I was terrified of them, but I was always drawn to the things that terrified me. Mm-hmm. And I was like always acting it out. And all I wanted to do from the moment I would get home from kindergarten was put in Halloween 5 and run around the house pretending I was being chased by the car.
Oh my God, I love that. You know, there's a video circling right now of this little girl. I think she's like 6 or 7. I think yeah. I sent it to you or tagged you. She's like 6 or 7 and she's so excited. It's her birthday. And she's like, Where's Michael? And this man, did you see that?
Comes out where she runs to him, Michael
Myers costume. And she's just like, Michael, she's so happy to see you. So that was you as a little girl. I love it.
Yes. Amazing. Elizabeth, I'm so happy you called.
Yeah, thank you so much, Elizabeth. Well, it was so nice talking to you.
We'll talk to you again.
You too. Absolutely lovely.
Awesome. Bye, girl. Bye, darling. She's so cute.
So cute. I love it.
Oh my God. That was our first.
That was like.
Our first one.
We did good.
We did great.
We did really good.
So we are at almost 30 minutes.
Okay. Should we just do one more yeah. of these? Or should we wrap it up with, we'll start another episode with questions.
Yeah. More questions. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was really fun. I really like this.
I did too.
You know, aside from being a homicide detective, if I was an actor, but I wanted to go to UCSB to be a psychologist. Like, that was what I was going to go to school
really?
For.
So oh, this mine is was. Sort of. Mine was crime. Yeah, it'd be like crime investigator.
Yeah,
dude, so every time I'm in a hotel, it's 48 hours.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Dateline.
Maybe that's why we're in horror movies.
Maybe. I like the real life stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, well, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. This was fun.
This has been another episode of Talk Scary to Me. Yeah. Bye.